on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield. This is the Marvin Menzies Radio Show, brought to you by Fenley Toyota, MGM Resorts International, NV Energy, and by Fenley Chevrolet. Now, here are your hosts, John Sandler and Robert Smith.
Welcome once again to Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. John Sandler with you, along with head coach Marvin Menzies. Robert will be along in just a moment, stuck in a little bit of pre-holiday traffic, I would imagine. Rebels certainly aren't stuck. They're 8-2 and rolling along, heading to Stockton to take on the Tigers of the University of Pacific in their final road non-conference game of the season before coming back and getting back into the Thomas and Mack after the rodeo next week for a couple of games, and then getting an unusually long break between over the Christmas holiday before conference play begins, and it will begin in earnest with one of the best teams in the Mountain West Conference coming into the Thomas and Mack on December the 30th, Boise State. The Broncos and preseason player of the year Chandler Hutchinson will be at the Thomas and Mack. But a lot to talk about today, and Coach, big win against Illinois, a game that saw the Rebels, I think, show some toughness and some resiliency. Each game, we kind of learn a little bit more about this group, and in the Illinois game, we saw them kind of get up off the mat a couple of times in that game.
Yeah, it was good to see it, too, because we knew that we had experienced that already a couple of times without the favorable result. And you got to excuse my voice. I have not healed from Saturday's berating of my players during the game. But it's weird. Normally, like, the next day, it kind of clears up, but it's just kind of hung around with the practices and so forth. So I am drinking a little hot tea here, courtesy of my man at the bar, and we will persevere and push through.
Absolutely. We'll get up off the mat.
No question. But it was good to see it, and it was good to see the responses. And so now we just have to, like you say, lace them up and get ready for the next one. And down the road, you talked about Boise State and some other schools. I actually saw Boise State play last night. They played double overtime
against,
I forget who they played. Yeah, Grand Canyon.
Yeah. Really good team out of the Y.
So that's what I do in my free time, is I watch basketball. And so I'm at home
you have a broad and varied life, don't you?
Yeah, and it was interesting, and I'm pulling for them, obviously, right, because we need our conference foes to be victorious in the non-conference. So it was a fun game to watch.
Yeah, they're a good team. We'll get to them in another show, but let's talk about that Illinois game a bit. It was a little bit different, as we said, and as the season unfolds, you know, there's certain things that I'm sure as head coach and you and your staff want to see over the season and as things unfold. One of the things I'm sure is to learn more about your group each and every time. And I think you're getting to see that. And you played a team that was as physical and tough defensively.
Yeah.
You know, there's a reason they got whistled for all those fouls.
Right.
And you got a chance to see your team respond to that.
Yeah, you know, it's funny. Everybody's been hitting me on the fouls. And I've never seen a team, you know, take that many fouls. And no one gave us credit for creating the fouls.
Exactly.
It was kind of like, why do they keep fouling? Well, how about
we're doing
a great job of getting the fouls committed, you know, much like University of Pacific. I think I don't know what they're ranked. You might have the stats, but they're one of the better teams in the country at getting to the free throw line.
Yep.
And there's a reason, you know, it's their style of play, and it's coached, and it's deliberate, and they do a good job at it. So it's kind of been one of my signatures, I'd like to think, that our team can create fouls based on how we play and the way we teach them to play offensively. So I was glad that the refs or officials called the game it was supposed to be called it the way it was supposed to be called.
You got a chance, and you went to a three-guard lineup much of the second half with Amari Hardy along with JoJo and Jordy. And Amari really has – I mean, he has just blossomed early on this season.
Mm-hmm. He's coming along. He's one of those kids that, you know, I told you this before, he like really engages you when you coach him. You know, he looks in your eyes, and We haven't brought him on the show yet, have we?
We haven't. No, no, no. He was here. He was here the first time with Shakur.
Oh, yeah. That's right. We ran a little short on time at the end, right?
Yeah. We bring him back.
Yeah, I need to bring him back. He's a great kid, and he does a really good job of listening, you know, and he does a good job of applying the lessons that we teach him. So he's steadily improving and getting better. So it was good to see him have that actual production during a game.
The other thing that we saw, or one of the other things we saw in the Illinois game, was the Rebels for the first time this year having to play extended minutes without Shakur Justin on the floor. Got into foul trouble, in part not his fault, but did pick up fouls quickly and early and had to sit for quite a while in both the first and second half.
Right.
Yeah, you got Nunu on the floor. You used different combinations. And I think it was good for both the team to see that they could succeed without Shakur, and good, I think, for you and the coaching staff to have to go through that to understand different combinations and how you would work in those situations.
No question. I was visiting with Keith here, who's a long-time season holder and Rebel fan, and we were talking about when I put Shakur back in when he had two fouls in the first half. And typically that's not, you know, what you do strategically. I felt like he could handle that and give me 2 or 3 minutes when the score was kind of topsy-turvy there. You know, thank God he was able to play with the fouls at the end of the game.
Yeah.
That's when we really needed him, was down that stretch. But, you know, you take chances sometimes and you get outside your box to win the game. And at the end of the day, that's what you do from a substitution pattern, from a who you play pattern, all that stuff it's about winning the ball games. And so I was glad at the end of the day it worked out for us.
We talk a lot about players, you know, and the fact that they're kids and they can be a little bit different. When the lights go on, then they are in practice, and you know, as you say, the eyes start going back and forth,
right.
And you know, you just but it also is a matter of you and your staff developing confidence in the kids at certain times and in certain roles over the period of the season. And and I you know, as fans, I think everybody's watching that develop as well.
And that's the great thing about bringing in not just transfers a la Reno or some other schools, but bringing in, you know, student athletes that are freshmen, sophomores, and then really having them around, and so the fans can grow with them. I think that's important for a community to be able to watch a young Rebel for, you know, more than 1 or 2 years. Now, that's not always going to be the case. Obviously, you know, you make decisions based on your roster, but theoretically, I'd love to bring in high school guys and have them around so you can grow and the community can grow with them.
And Amari and Nunu are two guys who fit that mold exactly to a T.
Yeah, no question. And then there are some other guys that we haven't got on the floor yet but have been out in the community. And we went and awarded Miss Myers over at Cashman Middle School today, awarded her Teacher of the Game. And for her, she was nominated. And there was a bunch of sponsors that did a deal for her. And, you know, just being able to do things in a community like that, and the guys out in the community, so they embrace it and the community embraces them. You know, and we're in finals week too, so just to be able to know that it's real, because you don't do those kinds of things, those extra things, unless it's important and it means something to you. So, and our guys want to do it, you know, so it's a good thing.
We talk a lot about the culture on this team and the culture in this program, more importantly, and how, as a coach, you and your staff, you guys can preach all you want and you can dictate all you want, but until it becomes organic among the players and each year the group that comes in
is educating the next group, right?
Exactly.
Right.
And what I'm sensing is that this group has picked that up very quickly, and that process has sort of jump-started a little bit.
It has. I think that there's the good thing is we were able to add a few upperclassmen that were guys that got it,
right?
You know, already from where they came and from the lessons they got before I got hands on them. So guys like JoJo, who came from a very strong junior college program, and Shakur, you know, as well, and then Jordy as well. I mean, our juniors and seniors are guys that, you know, just understood that, hey, listen, I'm going into a situation where I'm needed, I'm wanted, and they're going to require me to be a certain type of person. And that was discussed at every one of those recruiting sessions.
Well, and so what's the reaction you get from – I mean, obviously, you know, they're going to say, yeah, that's fine, or yeah, I get it. But how do you as a coach tell that you can count on someone like that?
It takes time. Obviously, it takes time to find out what's – like the old commercial used to say, what's live and what's Memorex.
Yeah,
you know,
exactly.
What's real, you know, and that there's no substitute for that. It's just experience of being in – you know, being in situations that cause a little stress and how they respond, being put in situations where they have to make tough decisions and the reactions to those decisions. So I think the more you embody that in practice and make it a little uncomfortable from time to time, you can judge that and kind of get a base from there.
See what the cat dragged in?
Yeah. I was ready to head out. I was going to take off, and then he showed up.
Yeah, exactly.
I figured I'd hang around for a little longer.
I've been here.
Yeah, you've been here. Robert.
He does have some hot sauce on his collar. So maybe he was.
Yeah, down there eating some wings. Robert, we've been talking about the Illinois game and the fact that the Rebel, you know, we learned something new about this team every game, and we saw them be resilient and tough in that game and kind of, you know, bounce back, get up off the mat a couple of different times.
Right. Well, and we knew it would be a physical game, but I like the way the Rebels handled it. I mean, the one thing we've learned about this team is they can get physical just as well as anybody they play against.
I thought, although he only played a few minutes because Brandon McCoy had such a terrific performance, and Coach played him, as he said in the postgame show, maybe even a little more than he wanted to.
Right.
Shekna, when he came in there, was able to fill in effectively in this game.
He was. He did some good things. You know, everybody, for the most part, judges play based off of how many points you scored.
Right.
Which, you know, as you guys know, and Robert, you know, from you being on the floor, you understand that other things have to happen to win a game besides scoring points. Stopping other people from scoring points, for example.
that helps.
Yeah, that little minor thing called defense. But so he had a nice block. He did some good things continuity-wise. He had a couple inside-out moves where we got the ball inside and he got it reversed. And, you know, so it was good to see him play some quality minutes, even though he didn't get a chance to score a lot.
Well, I like what – Mbaké gives this team and Shekna.
Me too.
You got a little depth at the center position where a lot of teams don't get.
Right.
And when you got that kind of size, you know, second string, third string, it makes a difference because now, you know, they can protect the basket with their size.
Well, you look at the team we're playing, UOP, Saturday. They've got one big fella.
Right.
I'm not going to try to pronounce his last name. And get him upset with me before the game. But
Okonkwo.
Better you than me.
Right.
So he's – but that's it. They drop off after that.
Right.
I think the next biggest guy is 6'8", and he's more of a pick-and-pop guy. So you're right. We have the luxury of depth. Now the challenge is getting those guys minutes. We were talking about that in the I don't want to say in the stands, but in the crowd here or whatever, before we went on air about, you know, it'd be great to get – Mbaké some more minutes and Shekna some more minutes, especially in the next few games, if the opportunity presents itself, so they could start to continue their growth of real life experience.
Right, right.
And getting the minutes, in a sense, will have two different purposes. For Shekna, it's not only experience, but kind of rebuilding confidence for him. I think
that's a good observation.
But I think for Mbaké, it's just a matter of I mean, he's like a young horse. Just get him out there, let him run around a bit. Because you talk about unlimited ceiling.
Oh man, let me tell you, he does some things like today. We've had two really, really good practices yesterday and today, and I mean, every once in a while, he'll do something and you go, whoa, man, like, I got to find him some more time.
Right.
So that's a good challenge, you know, to have. And a good problem for me is to look down the bench and go, man, I got to get you some more minutes. I got to get some more minutes.
Right.
But obviously, you always want to win the game first, and then you worry about the individual needs after that.
With Mbaké, I know I can sense it from you about how you want to get him on the floor. There's going to be a moment. There's going to be that minute when he goes from being an unbelievable athlete to being a basketball player.
Right.
Now, I don't know when that's going to happen, but that's going to be special when it does.
No question. The sooner the better. take it now. We'll take it now and give Brandon some more breaks. I mean, I'm fine with that. But, you know, Brandon's obviously a special player, and he's going to demand a lot of those minutes. You know, it's great. Like, what people don't know is, like, I'll call Shekna and I'll call Mbake after the games. Much like my own child, I want to make sure they're good. You know,
right,
I don't
right.
need to call Brandon because I know he's good. But
he probably wouldn't take the call.
Well,
anyway,
No, plus he's got his family here, you know. But those two guys are a long way from home.
Right.
And, you know, they came here to play. They didn't come here to sit on the bench. But they believe in me. They believe in the system. They trust me. I love them. They love me. And when we have conversations, they're real heartfelt conversations. I'm like, hey, stay the course. You know, you got to remember Brandon was playing since he was 7 years old, you know. And they have to be patient with themselves as well. So they just have to continue to do what they're doing and be about team first and get in the gym and continue to work and get better and develop their game and try to catch up for some of the lost time,
right.
you know, not during the game, but try to catch up with just individual skill development, things of that nature. So, and they're both such dynamic people that, like, every conversation, every time I've ever called them, the only response was, in those minutes I had, I wish I would have done a little bit more to help us.
Right.
Which, I mean, who, you know.
Right.
Where does that, where do you
what
get that?
What 18-year-old kid says that, exactly.
Yeah, it's a shame I got to go to Africa to find that.
Right. But, Coach, I mean, just looking at those two, I don't sense them having any problem not playing as much. I mean, everybody wants to play. But I don't think you'll have that problem with them, you know, getting upset or mad about not getting the time that they want to get. They see, because I watch them on the bench and they're pumping
engaged.
Everybody.
Yeah.
And that's rare, you know, to see young kids doing that.
Well, Nunu's the same way. Nunu's from the U.S.
Right.
And he's all in, man. He's a team guy. And
that's right.
He gets it and he understands that, you know, there are some upperclassmen that are further along. And and I think it's important to be honest with the guys when you recruit them.
It is.
I didn't promise one kid, you know, minutes. I didn't promise any kid to start. I didn't promise any kid nothing. I didn't promise them anything in the way of playing time.
Right.
I think. But, and I also was very clear, whatever minutes you get, you're going to earn.
Right.
So they had no false sense of, you know.
Yeah. Entitlement.
They weren't delusional at all coming in. And so they get it.
How beneficial is it for Shekna and Mbake in their development to play against a kid as big and as talented as Brandon McCoy every day in practice?
Well, they don't realize how beneficial
that's
it is.
That's kind of what I was going with.
They don't get it yet, but they will.
They will.
So today in practice, I'll share this story with you. We're playing some zone, you know, get a look because they UOP zones, and we may – zone periodically, which we have, just to throw some teams off. So anyway, so we're Brandon, the red team is Brandon's on the red team, and they're on offense, and we have the defense out there, and we're replicating UOP's defense, and we just throw the ball to Brandon, like, I mean, he's 7 feet tall, and Athletica can go get it. So there's three or four plays in a row where we just find a seam and just throw it up, or find a seam and bounce pass it to him, and I'm going, you know, he is such a weapon
right.
that if you can get good at defending him, you're good,
right?
You know,
right.
They realize it and they realize who he is. But he's so humble and great with it that he doesn't, you know, he has no ego, and he gets upset sometimes when he's wide open and they don't throw him the ball, and he's got. I remember one time he's like, man, they got to throw me the ball, and I was like, Brandon, that's not the attitude you should have.
Right.
You got to keep working. And they'll throw it when, you know, they feel comfortable with ball pressure or whatever. And I'll get on them when they don't throw it. Because they absolutely need to throw it to him when he's open. And sometimes there's a guy behind you who's waiting for that lob
pass.
That's right. And you feel like you got a guy, you know, fronting you. And you can't see that guy behind you. So that's not a good time to throw it. And there's different situational things like that where – you know, you just got to play on, and you got to trust. That's where the trust and the love and the chemistry and the camaraderie of the team has to be tight.
That's right.
And I think that we've been alluding to our culture and our character, and that's what it's all about.
Well, it certainly has shown getting the Rebels 2 and 8 and 2 mark.
Or the Rebels, depending on you know, and how you pronounce words.
Early on the season. Yeah. Here, you want to say his name again? Here he is right here.
That's yeah, no, I'm going to leave that on. I'm going to just say go Rebels.
Onconquo. Onconquo. We will be back in just a moment. We're going to talk about the Rebel backcourt. When we return, we are at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino, and you are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement is written in our showroom for everyone to see. It reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, we invite you to come in today. I'm John Barr, and remember,
he'll do anything, he'll do anything. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you at roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Turn the world's most refreshing beer into courtside cheers. Get the Coors Light XP app to start earning points towards one-of-a-kind experiences and rewards, like exclusive access to your favorite sporting events and Coors Light gear. Coors Light XP. Download it from the App Store today. No purchase necessary in select states. Rewards subject to availability while supplies last. 50 US/DC, 21 plus only. See terms in-app and at CoorsLight.com/XP. Great beer, great responsibility. 2017 Coors Brewing Company, Golden, Colorado.
The Learfield Directors Cup honors the nation's best overall collegiate athletic program in each division, men's and women's sports. The prestigious award continues its reign as the crowning achievement in college athletics, noting the remarkable efforts of student athletes and their institutions. To follow your favorite team, like us on Facebook. Find us at USA Today online and on Twitter at LDirectorsCup.com. Over two decades of excellence, the Learfield Directors Cup.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
JoJo stops. He'll fire another three. He'll hit another three. Jovan Mooring coming through big at crunch time. A minute 20 to go. 83-74 Rebels.
Moonwalk.
That big three by Jovan Mooring giving the Rebels a 9-point lead over Illinois. A couple big threes. We're actually going to get to that. We haven't spent any time talking about the talented experienced backcourt for UNLV in that game. They were so critical to the Rebels' success in that effort. But JoJo knocking down that three, hit a couple of threes late. And Jordy hit a big one. And we'll get Coach Menzies to talk about that a little bit. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies here at Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino talking Runner Rebel basketball with the Rebels getting ready to head up to UOP and take on the Tigers Saturday night. We'll be on the air at 6:30 with Runner Rebel warm-up over on ESPN Radio 1100, 98.9 FM, and tip at 7 o'clock up there. But, Coach, you have the luxury of having an experienced backcourt, having Jordy, having JoJo, and two guys who've played a lot of basketball, and yet there have been moments this season where I know they haven't lived up to your hope and expectation. Those have been few and far between.
Right.
JoJo, both of them have been very open about almost sort of self-criticism, right, in those senses.
Right. You know, it's interesting. When I got here, when I took over the job a year ago, there was a lot of talk about the media market here and how vicious they were, or how vicious they are. And I think that they're an educated media. I think that they point out things and they see things and they make observations. I don't think it's malicious.
Right.
I was expecting the worst, to be honest. I was preparing my mind for the worst. But I think, you know, the guys that you know, Ed Graney and Gramala and Tyler and all those guys that write for the various periodicals in the media that cover our team, I think they're relatively fair, you know, and I think so some of the observations that have been brought up, they're very good at identifying blemishes or a weak spot and talking about it, you know, which is fine. I get that because we have a basketball savvy community.
Right.
You know, I just met another couple here that's been supporting us for 19 years, the season ticket holders. And by the way, thanks you guys for coming out again for the
always
ones that are in the house again.
Thank you.
Know, it's always much appreciated. Not that I don't like these guys, but I'd rather, you know, be able to look at some different faces while I'm here besides you two. So, but the reason I bring that up, John, is because, as you mentioned with JoJo and Jordy, you know, I have to have conversations with them about, hey, guys, okay, you got to understand, this is how we deal with media, and this is how you need to understand that you're in a basketball savvy town.
Right.
And but you know what? If you win, they're going to come out.
Yep.
And they're going to support you. I'd much rather have people talk about us pointing out blemishes than not talking about us at all. So
nothing
right,
worse than being irrelevant. Yeah,
you know what I mean? And so that environment at here versus Arizona was electric. You know, Illinois, a lot of people came to those games that weren't season ticket holders,
right,
the game over at MGM Grand. And so I think we're starting to move the needle a little bit, and we just need to make sure the players don't get distracted by criticism, don't get defensive. You know, it's basketball. They're not saying that you're a bad person, that you don't, you know, they're just saying that here are some observations that they're making, and that they're opinions, you know.
Yep.
The most important opinion for them basketball-wise is mine. And that's all they need to worry about. And the assistant coaches. Everybody else is irrelevant.
That's absolutely true. But it's tough on a kid, especially kids who didn't grow up and didn't play their whether it was their high school or their previous experience,
right, right,
in a major market,
right. Right.
Where they were paid attention to. Because, I mean, and not talking about any specific member of the media here or anywhere else, but
right,
it's a lot easier to criticize than it is to compliment.
Yeah.
Right.
And the natural tendency is going to be to point out blemishes.
Right.
And not go overboard when a player makes a great play. You know, okay, they made a great play, but, you
right
know.
Someone called me and said, man, your media is tough. And I was like, what are you talking about? And I guess there was an article, I don't even know who wrote it, but it was said, after we beat Illinois, I guess one of the titles of the article was like, "Ah, oh, man."
It was something like sluggish Rebels,
yeah,
able
like
to
sluggish,
yeah, overcome
sluggish
Illinois.
Rebels persevere,
whatever. Yeah,
or
yeah, yeah.
Subpar.
Yeah,
subpar was the
yes
word.
Right.
It was subpar Rebels, whatever.
Yeah.
And the article actually, he said it wasn't horrible, but like, why do they have to, you know? And I said, hey, bro, listen to me. I'm just glad they're writing about
no,
it.
I'm telling you.
I'm good with it. It doesn't, you know, that doesn't affect me like it does most coaches. I'm very realistic as to that that necessary component of our profession.
But it does. It can affect a player, and it's part of it's
no
one
question.
Of the things that we don't talk about. The with you as coaches trying to help players deal with
right.
media, fans in this world of social media.
Right.
You know, the access to players that way is almost unfair.
Now think about it for a minute. You're a coach, Robert. You played.
Right.
What would you do if it starts to become overwhelming? How would you use it? To your advantage.
To your advantage, right.
Yeah.
So that's
is it a
the
chip
key.
On a shoulder thing?
Yeah.
Is it, you know, I mean, I guess it would be dangerous to try to have it become more than it is.
Right. So you have to balance it, right?
Yep.
But I think that, I don't know, have you ever been on a team, Robert, where the coaches use that as fuel?
Yeah. Yeah. A couple of teams. And, you know, I never really read the papers when I played.
Mm-hmm.
Maybe at the end of the season, I'd go back and look at a lot of things. But I didn't think anybody could be harder on me than I was on myself. So no matter what they said, it just fired me up to do better.
Right.
And my coaches always said, nobody's gonna be harder on you than we are. So
right.
whatever's written about you. Let it be said, and you just go out and do what you're supposed to do.
You know, we have – I don't know if I told you guys this, but we have T-shirts. Actually, I think I have it on.
Uh-huh.
I'm going to model for the people here.
Uh-oh.
Yeah, if you come and actually attend here at Ballywick, you would see this, what I'm about to present to the fans here in attendance.
No words.
Look out.
That's sharp.
Running Rebels attack. You guys see that?
Do your job.
Okay. We got this up at the program at
right.
the military. Do your job. Brotherhood. And what's on the back?
Motherhood.
No. What's on the back?
I don't think anything's on the back.
Nothing's on the back.
Right.
Right.
And there's nothing on the back for a reason. Because every once in a while, I'll turn around and practice, and I'll go, hey, guys, what have we done?
Point to this back.
Yeah, that's a good one.
We haven't done anything yet. I just pointed
one.
To my back. I forgot it was radio. So anyway,
I got you.
See, if you were here, you would have saw what
yeah,
I did.
I got you. See what you're missing, folks. You got to get here. Coach pointing at his back.
Worth $1 million.
Absolutely. Well, but it is a good point, and I think it's something we need to be mindful of on a regular basis. The fact that these are kids, and the fact that the world today. Is such that there's so much access to them through social media,
right.
and that fans' opinions can be inflamed so quickly by different things in the media I think we all have to be careful.
Right, and you know, and this all we got on this rant yeah. when you asked about Jordy and JoJo and their situations where their decision making and their critiques of them and so forth, but. It gave me an opportunity to talk about that because that is important. It's important that our guys understand you had 14,000 people at that game.
Right.
And you won 11 games last year. Like, you are moving the needle. You are doing the right things. We're going to be over a 3.0 this semester. We had a 3.2 this summer. I mean, we're doing the whole enchilada is good. And I keep putting that out there because it's real. If you want to put a program together, you got to do more than win games.
That's right.
You've got to do the whole package. So, and we left the T-shirt blank on the back because when they voted us six to finish six in conference, I wanted the players to know that and to be very consciously aware that you are not viewed as a team, as an upper echelon team yet.
Right.
So what are we going to do about that? What are we going to do about that today in practice? What are we going to do about that today in the weight room?
Yep.
So on and so forth. So we're constantly reminding them of what's in front of us.
Well, one of the things, you know, the converse of what we were talking about with Jordy and JoJo about them being self-critical and maybe taking some heat in the media is the confidence that you showed in them at the end of that Illinois game
mm-hmm.
by turning them loose a little bit, running plays for them, and letting them shoot and them knocking down those three huge threes late.
Yeah, you know, I know they're good players, and it wasn't that they can't make shots. It was the type of shots they took, the time and score. You know, winning time has five components.
Right.
And we didn't use those as priorities in those other games. We did in this game. You know, Brandon got a little upset because they didn't throw him the ball at the end of the game there at Illinois. There was an opportunity, I think, for JoJo to throw him the ball.
Yes, JoJo backed it out.
Yeah, JoJo backed it out, and I was like, JoJo is doing what I told him to do. So, you know, and there's people that are going to get upset. Oh, he should have done. Yeah, okay. Well, when you have to pay your mortgage based on decisions
by a bunch of 19-year-old kids, yeah,
right. Yeah, I got this. You got what you do, and I'll do what I do. So, but he made the correct decision according to me.
Right.
And it's life according to me right now.
And you dictate his time on the floor.
No question.
Robert, how difficult is it for, and I know it's different for every kid, for a kid to get that it's life according to him?
Yeah. It takes a while because, you know, in your mind, you have an idea of what you want done on the court or what you feel you should be doing. But you always got to go back to the head coach because, like I say, he dictates your time. And if you don't do it, he'll find somebody that will.
And that's the thing I think kids find the most difficult maybe to deal with is that there is someone who is there to take your time if you're not ready. Because that hadn't been the case before.
No, the depth. And we talked about Check and we talked about Nunu and guys that – I mean, you know, Jay is playing timid. He's such a – like today he was great. He had a great dunk. He had a great three-pointer at the end of a situational thing. And he just – I got to get him to play with the confidence when he gets in. But he's playing not to mess up. And but he's a very good player. He's just a shell of himself right now. But we'll get him there, and I got to keep talking to him. I got to keep getting him a few minutes in the game when we can. And Amari's the same thing. Amari knows we have confidence in him, so he's playing better.
Right.
You're right. It's a catch-22. You want to make them – you want to give them opportunity, but then they've got to perform when they get the opportunity.
No doubt about it. We're going to take another break, come back with more. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
He's down and might be out for the season.
What if basketball players had warranties? It's not pretty when you see your star player go down. It could change the whole season. But what if players had warranties? Like the 2017 Nissan Titan with America's best limited truck warranty. They'd be up and running in no time. Take on today. Get to Nissan, proud partner of the UNLV Rebels.
Go!
Call 1-888-858-8319 or see dealer for limited truck warranty details.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels at home and on the road.
Discount Tire, proud sponsor of UNLV basketball, wants to know, what kind of basketball fan are you? Are you a committed fan? A cheer for the underdog fan? A shout at the ref for that call fan? No matter what, we're all fans of saving. So while the buckets drop and buzzers get beat, stop by your local Discount Tire and get the lowest prices on tires and wheels. Because saving is winning. Discount Tire, where America saves on tires.
There are things all doctors have in common, like advanced degrees and impressive medical knowledge. So what separates Dignity Health doctors from the rest? Kindness. We believe that patients treated with kindness heal quicker. Studies have even proven it to be true. Maybe that's why more and more people choose our physicians. Find your new doctor at dhmgnv.org. Dignity Health, including caring doctors from Dignity Health Medical Group, Nevada. Hello, Human Kindness.
In a blink, just think of all the games, teams, hopes, and dreams that live and die. Because greatness lies in the blink of an eye. With the Contour Sports app from Cox, you can watch a game live and track multiple games at once, all right there on your TV. Don't miss a big play while you're checking your phone. Access the Contour Sports app from Cox with voice control or through the main menu and get stats and scores on your TV screen without interrupting the game. This is the sports app on Contour from Cox. Visit cox.com/contour to learn more.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
That's John Barr. Last week I saw him split a coconut with his forehead and a can of spray cheese just to sell somebody a car.
Still recovering, but it was worth it, though.
Oh, he heard you!
And his hearing is remarkable. Is there anything that man can't do?
Actually, I can't use chopsticks. But besides that, I'll do anything to sell you a car.
At Finley Toyota, we'll do anything to sell you a car.
Mooring drifts left side. Mooring all the way down under the left side to Clyburn in the corner for a three. Chris's three. Back iron no good. Ooh. Anthony Smith skies for the putback. Slam dunk. No dogs here.
Get on that train.
John Sandler, Robert Smith, View Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino. The Runnin' Rebels getting ready for UOP Saturday night from Stockton, California. We'll be on the air at 6:30 over on ESPN Radio with the Runnin' Rebel warm-up show, and then 7 o'clock the tip against the Tigers, who are 5-6 on the season. We'll get Coach Menzies talk about them in just a little bit. But you heard the highlight, Anthony Smith. And Chris doing an unbelievable job back in the studio. We want to talk about JoJo and Jordy. He plays a JoJo highlight. We want to talk about Anthony Smith. Plays an Anthony highlight. Anthony, I think Robert, and we'll get Coach back up here in just a moment. I think he's the most intriguing player on the Rebel team, on the roster. I mean, you know, Brandon McCoy is an unbelievable talent,
right?
And you know, physically gifted and big and strong and an NBA future, no doubt. You know that Jordy and JoJo are going to give you what they give you in the backcourt. Mm-hmm. Jordy, just an incredible point guard, great passing skills, and a fiery leader. And JoJo can light it up from anywhere.
Oh, yeah.
you got Chris Clyburn, who's going to defend and rebound and kind of a streaky scorer. You know all these guys.
Right.
You're beginning to learn more about the freshman. But Anthony Smith, we don't know yet. You know he's an incredible athlete, but you don't know much else about Anthony as a basketball player yet. And I think we're all kind of excited to find out. Does he remind you of anybody you played with in the past?
Well, there's a few players, but the thing about him is he shows you flashes on the court where you say, man, it seems like if he ever gets going, he's just going to take the game over by himself. Kind of a Dominique Wilkins type of player, but I don't know. We haven't seen it all yet. I want to see that day when he shows everything.
Right, and I mean, part of that is going to be the day that Anthony understands about pace of play and control and playing under control.
Position on defense.
Both exactly. Both physically and emotionally on the court. No doubt.
What? I said no doubt.
Yeah, exactly. Just slide right on here. Yeah, okay. But, Coach, would you – I mean, I think he's the most intriguing player on the roster, just from the standpoint that you know that there's so much there that we haven't seen yet.
He has an incredible motor. I mean, incredible. To the point, though, he doesn't know how to shift gears.
Right.
It's like it's built, but then now I got to go in and give him – daily tune-ups to get it firing on the right, you know, the pistons firing the right way and the RPMs running at the right way, because he has no downshift. He's got one speed,
right,
and it's fifth gear and it's all out.
so does he need a tune-up?
He needs more than a tune-up. He needs an overhaul.
Did you know that about him coming in?
Yeah, 100%. No, I wanted him in the program. I mean, he's a kid that I feel like if I can get him under control, and it's just the way he plays. And right. I watched him in junior college, and I said, man, if this kid will accept the coaching, which he's starting to do, and we can break some bad habits on the floor, I feel like he can be, you know, a special
right.
player.
Right.
Because of the athleticism and because of the killer mentality.
Yep.
Yeah, I mean, we saw, like you said, we saw some flashes in those first six games
yep.
where you go, holy smokes. I mean, right. just went and got a steal all on his own and just took off, you know. But when you play better teams, now they're going to punish you when you gamble.
Yeah. Oh, yeah.
And so we're getting him to be a little bit more the same energy, same level of passion, just reeled in a little bit.
Right.
And you say he's starting to get it. So, I mean, there are stages in that process where he has to hear it a few times and maybe make those mistakes and get burned a couple of times or get in trouble with a referee a couple of times. But are we seeing him begin to learn from those mistakes?
100%. And even in practice, so that's I think he's going to get his lessons in practice more because he doesn't play as many minutes as some of the other guys. So his opportunities have to be delivered in practice more than anything right now. So he didn't have a great practice yesterday. And so we met, we talk every single day.
Uh-huh.
Ant and I spend a few minutes every single day, just him and I. We might not even talk about basketball. We might talk about his academics. Right. We might talk about what's going on at the house. He just needs, to have that type of bond with his coach because that's what he desires.
Right.
And that's what's necessary to have the relationship so that he knows I got his back and I care about him above and beyond basketball. So now I'm starting to get the responses. What's old saying about they don't care how much you know till they know how much you care.
Right. There you go.
And so have you guys heard that one before? Be honest. Raise your hands if you heard that one before. Okay. Well, I just heard it this morning, so that's why I tried to find a way to slip it in. So anyway, I thought it was great. But it's true with him because he's just one of those kids that, you know, if you got his back, he's got your back.
Right.
And so he's continuing to grow. He was so apologetic for having a little bit of a moody practice the other day because he knows that he could have been better, and today was great. So it's just got to stay on top.
Staying on that same road. You know the thing I like about him is, you know, you start Clyburn. You know he gives you great defense. He gives you offense as well. Now you throw Anthony in there, you got a little more athletic, a little more athleticism, a little more physical.
Yep.
And once he understands, hey, I can go in there and give the same thing and maybe a little more, he's going to be so much more valuable. I mean, he's valuable to you guys now.
I can't wait to have a full season with him.
Right.
A full
right.
off season of development and really teaching him off of film and getting him on the floor with reps in terms of basketball reps from a defensive standpoint, from a ball screen education, from a – you know, shots. I mean, because he has a pretty decent shot.
Yeah, he does.
He's got to get some things done with his footwork and his balance. But I'm telling you, man, he could be special. I could be wrong, but I've been doing this for 36 years, and I got a feeling about him.
Yeah.
I agree. As I said, I think he's the most intriguing player on the Rebel roster. Take a break. We're going to come back, start talking about the UOP game coming up Saturday up in Stockton, California. You are listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
The holiday season is here, and you know what that means. Parties, parties, parties. The only place to cater your holiday event is Napoli's Pizza. You and your guests can start the night off with breaded ravioli with homemade sauce. Next, mouth-watering deep dish lasagna or seafood linguine. And for dessert, a tray of fresh fruits or pastries. With an order over $1,000, get $300 off. Whether you're looking to feed a party of five or over 100, go to Las Vegas Pizzeria to cater your party today. Happy holidays from Napoli's Pizza.
It's Vegas football, baby. That's right. We're talking Las Vegas Bowl. For 26 years, the Las Vegas Bowl has brought top-tier postseason college football to Vegas. And we're back on Saturday, December 16th. This year's Las Vegas Bowl featuring the fast-flying offense of the Oregon Ducks versus the number 25 in the nation and Mountain West champs of Boise State Broncos. Tickets for this don't-miss matchup start at only $35. Visit lvbowl.com. Bud Light Pregame Fan Fest opens at 9 a.m. and kickoffs at 12:30. See you at Sam Boyd Stadium Saturday, December 16th for the Las Vegas Bowl. Oregon, Boise State, everybody, let's rock.
Brunch and football. That's what Sundays are for at Rhodes Ranch Golf Club. Whether you're playing golf that day or bringing the family, Rhodes Ranch has a brunch menu to die for and bottomless mimosas for another $5. All while watching your favorite team on four large 65-inch screen TVs. We have every game, every week, and plenty of room for your whole crew. Bring your family, bring your friends, and enjoy the day at Rhodes Ranch Golf Club. Call 702-750-0691 for more information.
This is Patrick Smith, president of the UNLV Alumni Association. Being a Rebel is an honor and hard-earned privilege, one that alumni share. Your UNLV Alumni Association represents all alumni and promotes ways for alumni to help alumni. We proudly welcome the class of 2017 to the UNLV alumni family. Learn how you can get involved at unlvalumni.org. That's unlvalumni.org. Go Rebels!
Jordy against the sideline, bounces down low to Houston, to McCoy, slam dunk! Great ball movement in the game against Illinois, especially early on against their zone, getting the ball inside. Houston to McCoy. There's actually a piece written about that, about those two hooking up, whether it's high-low or just across the lane, the passing between the Rebel Bigs, very effective. Brandon McCoy scoring 22 points and 10 rebounds in the victory over Illinois. John Sandler, Robert Smith, and head coach Marvin Menzies with you. Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino getting ready for the Runner Rebels and UOP. Coach, not an opponent the Rebels have seen in a while since, really, since the old PCAA days in some ways. But it's a tough place to play. They're 5-6 on the season. A solid team under Damon Stoudemire.
Yeah, Damon's doing a really good job. They've got six juniors. They all return next year. The whole team returns next year. They've won five out of the last eight games. They're definitely trending in the right direction. They've got a kid that actually we recruited a little bit, we ended up going with I think Amari at his position, kid Roberto Gallant,
who can really shoot it.
He can really shoot. He's actually their leading scorer, so I'm sure he'll have a little bit of chip on his shoulder to come in and say, I should have been a Rebel. But and then they've got a couple other guys that. Number 32, I forget his last name. What's his name? He really shoots it, too.
Jack Williams.
Yeah. He's another kid that can step out and shoot, and it's got a little size to him. And then another kid, Tripp, I forget his number as well, but he's a guy that
– Jalil Tripp,
five?
Yeah.
Is he five or zero?
He's zero.
He's zero, right? So, and number zero is another one that – he's about 6'6", and he can play the 1, 2, 3, and 4. Mm-hmm. Literally play those spots, too. He's not like a can play it. He's good at each one of those. He's kind of their engine, you know, the guy that makes them go. Mm-hmm. So with those guys alone, not to mention the 7-footer and then some other supporting staff, I think that they're going to be pretty good in conference. I think they're going to be better as the season goes on because they're definitely improving as the year goes on.
Anything special you're preparing for with them? You mentioned some zone that you'll see.
I think we'll see some zone. We'll see some three-quarter court, 1-2-2 press back into a 2-3. We'll see some, and Damon he really wants to win this game, like most coaches, but we're a names brand, you know, right, coming into their arena. So this is a big game for them. And so we've got to go in there ready to play our best basketball. And so we'll see some stuff. We'll see some different things.
Robert, you knew it when you were playing as the Rebel. You know, you were part of that, the teams that really established that brand in the 70s, and it's carried over and even bridges, you know, tough seasons.
Right. Mm-hmm.
Coach, how do you get your players to understand that, you know, you are going to be – if not the biggest game of the year, maybe the biggest non-conference game of the year for this team?
Well, you know, I think fortunately for us, we had that at New Mexico State. Mm-hmm. We were the team to beat in our conference. So I'm used to coaching with a target on our back.
Right.
And so we talked to that about that today. But, you know, Robert, I'm curious to know when you guys were out there in front and everybody was gunning for you, what kind of things did coach hit you guys on?
He just – I mean, he kept us pumped up because every time, you know, if he felt we were kind of falling down, he'd always say, hey, look, you know, this may be your last chance to prove. And even if, you know, the smaller teams, he always wanted us to give 100%. And, and his thing was, if you don't, then I'm pulling somebody else in.
Yeah, you had depth. You had that luxury, too.
That's it. But that's what kept us on our toes was we knew that guy behind us was coming
in. Look at his chops to get in. Yeah.
No doubt about it. All right, we'll take one more break, come back with our final segment, talk a little bit about what the Rebels have coming up the remainder of the non-conference season as well as how finals have gone. You're listening to the Marvin Menzies Radio Show from Bailiwick inside the Orleans Hotel Casino on the Rebel Sports Network from Learfield.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
Runnin' Rebel Basketball is here, so you know what that means. It's the time to gather around at Born and Raised, the official home of the Rebels on the road. And why would you go anywhere else? We have over 32 TVs, great Budweiser specials for all Rebel games, and the best bar food, voted by you in the 2017 Best of Las Vegas survey. Yep, another one. Come be a part of the excitement this season and join other Rebel fans as they cheer on the team and cheers to a win. Or if you want to host your own viewing party, ask about reserving our bungalow room. Born and Raised on Warm Springs between Buffalo and Durango, and in Henderson on St. Rose and Eastern.
What's your AAA membership doing when it's not rescuing you at roadside? Did you know it can save you money at thousands of places? Take some stress out of the next DMV task and even help protect against identity theft? It can. And those are just some of the many ways AAA brings you value beyond the road. Visit AAA.com to find out more.
AAA is a proud partner of the UNLV Rebels, at home and on the road.
Energy never disappears. It simply gets passed on to the next person and the next. Until before you know it, the entire community can feel it. In the last 5 years, we've given more than $27 million and over 175,000 volunteer hours to Nevada nonprofits. And we'll continue to give back because what's good for the community is good for all of us. Learn more at nvenergy.com/powerofgood.
At Findlay Toyota, our mission statement reads, a world-class environment dedicated to building lifelong relationships through integrity and commitment. If that sounds like a family business you'd like to do business with, come in today. At Findlay Toyota, we'll do anything to sell your car.
Nichols out top, nice. Knocked away and stolen by Brandon McCoy. McCoy front court, McCoy in the lane. McCoy underneath, lays
nice
it up
move.
And in. Nice move by Brandon McCoy to avoid the charge. Damn. Brandon McCoy going end-to-end, the steal and the layup in the game against Illinois. John Sandler, Robert Smith, head coach Marvin Menzies. Runner Rebels getting ready for UOP. The Tigers Saturday night, 6:30, with Runner Rebel warm-up at 7 o'clock with the tip. And then the Rebels come home and get back into Thomas and Mack after the rodeo. And, Coach, I know you're looking forward. We talk about building momentum into conference play.
Yep.
And one of the things that's going to help is if the fans who came out and did such a great job against Arizona come out, yeah, you're not playing Arizona, but it's still UNLV. It's still the Runner Rebels on the court. And I know you want to see a couple of nice crowds next Wednesday and Friday leading into the holidays.
I got to tell you, that's so important. That's so important to continue to give us the support that I think that the guys have kind of earned.
Absolutely.
You know, over these last 10 games. Mm-hmm. And I think it's a significant statement to come out when we're not playing a big-name team to support your Rebels. I think, you know, the diehard fans, the season ticket holders for a long time obviously will be in the building. But, you know, tell a friend and just keep spreading the good news about these new Rebels because it can make a difference in games. I know they got a teddy bear toss and some special things for Christmas in its promotional area. But let's fill the seat and fill the Mac, put some butts in there so we can continue this trend.
Absolutely. That's Wednesday is the teddy bear toss against Mississippi Valley State. We'll have a teddy bear toss. Kids will get the toys, you know, afterwards. And I believe there's a prize or admission special if you bring a stuffed toy, a stuffed animal to the game on Wednesday, and then Northern Colorado a week from Friday, the final non-conference game of the year before the Rebels are off for the holiday and then get ready for Boise State. And that Boise State game, keep in mind, the students are off. It's still the vacation.
Right.
So Rebels are going to need non-students, if you will, to fill those stands. That's December the 30th.
Or former students.
Former students. Get in the habit. Come on out to the Thomas and Mack. Coach, you got UOP on Saturday. We'll see you on the airplane tomorrow.
All right. Thanks again, guys. And thanks, everybody in the restaurant for coming out. Appreciate it.
We'll be back here next Thursday to talk about those two games. For Robert, for Coach, for Chris back in our studios, and for Chris Hernandez engineering alongside, and for all of you, thanks for coming out. We'll talk to you Saturday from Stockton. Have a great weekend, everybody.